Holy cap, I hate when I delete stuff and I don't know where it is and I have to find it, and I do, and so many things going on. I shouldn't make technical changes before we start a show, but I did. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's hour two on the old program. It's a Tuesday night. Thank you for being with us in the chat room and right here in studio. Only for those who are actually in studio. It'll be Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins are all here, as we typically are on a Tuesday night. Of course, let it be known, should at any point in time the lottery award tickets to Hamilton to either Al or Kat Carlson, the show will immediately go off the air and we will vacate the premises. So just be sure everybody's well aware. Know where your exits are. They may be behind you.
Yeah.
There's two over wing.
You can't know.
Oh my gosh, so much fun. Don't forget we have another hour after this, so stick around, won't you? Here we go. It's headlines on Q-Talk America. A Central Ohio county is selling off an assortment of collectible sneakers seized from a convicted drug dealer. The Columbus Dispatch reports that there are 67 boxes of confiscated footwear for sale by Licking County officials. Bids will be accepted through September 15th on the website govdeals.com. What, Marnie? Has a
Licking County?
Licking County. You can Google it. It's Licking County.
Can't wait to get on the committee to rename that
Sisters
county.
Sisters, Oregon. Yeah.
Sisters County. Right.
Is it anywhere near Intercourse, Pennsylvania?
Well, the judge is the notorious VAG.
The baby cannon.
Baby cannon.
Oh, right listen here, meat flaps.
Yeah.
No, Licking County, Ohio. You can look it up. Bids are going to be accepted through September 15th on the website govdeals.com. Proceeds will be used to fund drug investigations by the Licking County Law Enforcement Task Force that actually found the sneakers. Now, the name brand shoes range in sizes from 10 to 12. The 48-year-old Newark man who owned the sneakers received an 11-year prison sentence last month after being convicted of possessing more than a half pound of cocaine and 100 pills containing the dairy opioid fentanyl. He's currently held in prison at the Orient, I guess that's the name of a prison, while officials determine where they will ultimately place him to serve his sentence. Wow. So they will auction him off.
Poorly
the
shot.
The highest bidder. I kind of thought of Jason Carlton when I first heard this, because Jason has a shoe thing and he buys shoes and never wears them and puts them in boxes, like shoes that will appraise in value. And he has a few pairs in his stock over there that apparently are several hundred dollars worth of shoes. Like one pair, like some Michael Jordan thing from
some old Jordans.
Yeah, there's a few different things he's got, and I'm like, just sell the fucking shoes. But he thinks that it's a retirement or something that he's going to, I don't know how he's going to work that out. But anyway, when I saw.
Sure!
That's how it was.
Is his mic too loud?
Always.
Something.
Always.
That seems like it's just an easy yes.
And you know what's funny is when I think about changing out these headphones and the ones that have the built-in mic, like you're a sportscaster,
yeah,
it frightens me because the mic will never be away from his mouth.
Mm. Good call.
Interesting.
That's a lot so of I'd have to worst fears.
Yeah.
But think of how cool we'd look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll look all like Howard Cosell.
We totally will.
No, not exactly.
Four, three,
more
two,
like,
one.
More like Cosell.
It would definitely be Britney Spears. Like,
no.
Britney Spears.
Oh, no, we are going to Janet Jackson.
We're Janet Jackson
this
shit.
We can
out of
oh, my God.
Three, yeah, two, one.
That's right.
We can do either or both. It's fine.
We need to work that out. I like that.
It's your turn.
Oh, is it my turn?
It's your turn, Kat.
Well, friends, for those of you that have been keeping calendars, we know that it has been over 2 years since the Supreme Court decided on gay marriage in the Obergefell case.
Mm-hmm.
2 years have happened. Well, on this coming season of Supreme Court, are they going to fuck us or not?
Will they fuck us or not?
Will they fuck us or not? Supreme Court edition.
Will that happen?
Well, we're going to find out because that the cake case is finally making it to the Supreme Court.
Case. Let him eat cake.
Jack Phillips is bringing a different LGBT-related fight to the highest court in the land, and he hopes justice will deliver a victory to like-minded people who say they are waging a fight for religious liberty. Phillips, who owns a bakery in Colorado called Masterpiece Cake Shop, argues he can't be compelled to violate his sincerely held religious beliefs and decorate a cake for a same-sex couple to celebrate their marriage.
It's difficult for me to do, too.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, just put it in your door. Don't like gays. That's right. All you have to do. It's
we
an
have
easy
said that
fix.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we will be watching this case.
Oh boy!
And they're actually going to bring in the Obergefell into the arguments. They say the question is whether Obergefell was supposed to end the conversation with a definitive victory for, like, gays get everything, or if there are still further questions to fight over. It seems there are further questions to fight over. And honestly, I can't decide what side I'm on. Okay. Like, on one hand, I think, sure, you're a hateful asshole. You probably shouldn't be making wedding cakes for gay people. Sure. That should be a happy thing that people would want someone to do. And, you know, the free market Republican part of life should eventually take care of you as people avoid your business or go to your business, whatever. On the other hand,
discrimination is bad.
Right. Yeah. I don't know that I want to see the Supreme Court say, yep, you can absolutely be hateful as long as you say it's in your religion.
Right. Because we wouldn't be okay with a whites-only lunch counter. So why would we all of a sudden...
By the way, Al is digging into a large bag of gummy bears. For those of you wondering what that fucking noise is.
Trying to find a fucking purple one. Shark!
Pour them into a bowl, for Christ's sakes.
No, if there are any red ones, I would not refuse them.
No. So that's the thing. Like, we're kind of easygoing with the no gays allowed thing, kind of jokingly. But if it was another religious group or minority... No, there'd be a stink. So it's time to raise the stink. Unfortunately, they made their bed. Now they have to like deal with it, or we all have to deal with it.
We're gonna find out soon.
Yeah, we're gonna find out.
You know,
and it's a 5-4 court. You just gotta wonder where people are gonna fall on discrimination. Like,
pardon me,
right?
Because like Roberts keeps surprising us. John Roberts, the Chief Justice of our Supreme Court, that keeps not wanting his legacy to be one. He's very worried about history, how history's going to remember him, and he keeps kind of falling on the other side when it comes down to a split decision of being like, okay, this is my court. Like, I am going to be remembered for this. Do I want to be the one that keeps perpetuating discrimination? Is that what I got hired for?
Right. Is that what I want my footnote to be?
Yeah. And the fact that, you know, is that why they picked me is because they know I'm a bigot? Like, it gets to be shitty, and I think he has that in mind. As you read more of his decisions and the times that he breaks a tie, you're like, yeah, I think he's thinking that.
Yeah. So I have a feeling this will be a big, because they seem to kind of dump the big, like, social issue cases at the very end of their session. Mm-hmm. So it's something to watch for next summer. It's going to take some time, but watch the news for it, because it's headed to the court. They're going to take it up.
And it's the last couple weeks of June that they start dumping out decisions. They hear the arguments now. The first Monday in October is the name of a movie.
Yep.
That's when the court starts hearing cases, and they do their couple months, and they adjudicate, or whatever the word would be.
Sure.
Judy, judicate.
Right? So that happened. Marn?
Well, there was, and this is something I wanted to do. I didn't do the headline for it, but the... nurse in Utah.
Actually, I figured you'd have something to say about that. Go ahead, Martin.
I was really intrigued. For those that haven't heard about it,
I won't watch the video. I just can't.
No.
I don't want to watch it. Every time it comes on.
I had the same feeling. I was listening to it from across the room, and I'm like, that's enough.
Yeah.
So do tell. For those who aren't local or in America and may not know about this.
Or probably don't have Facebook, because that's all my Facebook has been for a week and a half.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere. Like, every other post is that video or something about it.
So a police officer was caught on video in Utah forcefully arresting a nurse for refusing to allow law enforcement to draw a blood sample from a patient who had been fired from his part-time job as a paramedic. The ambulance company's president said Tuesday that the detective, this Jeff Payne, was fired after a video of him surfaced in which he said he would retaliate against the nurse for not giving this blood sample. And he came in and demanded
obtaining the blood sample from an unconscious person who would not give consent.
And that was and the woman kept
and it wasn't medically necessary.
Right. The nurse
and it was after a car accident. They must have been looking for blood alcohol level because he was part of a car crash.
Correct. The pain was put and someone had died in the car crash. Mm-hmm. Payne was put on paid leave by Salt Lake City.
This is the aggressive cop. The cop. Who forcefully
very
arrested
like she was
her.
Screaming. She oh, right. was like he was well, handcuffing.
It while
was
listening to her supervisor
dragging.
On the phone say she is following policy. She
That's
is
right.
just the messenger.
And
this
she
is
just
not
kept
allowed.
Repeating.
I'm
right.
not doing
this
anything
is our
wrong.
Policy.
This is our policy.
Right. And so, let's see, because he was dragging her out, crying out of the hospital. The hospital apparently has since banned law enforcement officials from interacting directly with the nurses at this point.
Yeah, that's fair.
The nurse, her name is Alex Wubbles. I appreciated her name. Mm-hmm. Wubbles. Has not been charged for defending the patient, which she should not be.
There's no reason.
And
yes, she should be defending the patient's right.
She should have been, absolutely.
Yes, she was doing the right thing.
She shouldn't be charged.
She shouldn't be charged.
Right. Yeah.
But the interesting thing was that the patient was a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why,
of the blood draw, allegedly. So there was a car accident. The patient was brought in unconscious. The police were sent in to draw blood. And the point, from what I've gathered, was to exonerate the patient. That they were trying to say that the patient wasn't drunk.
Because it was a second job for this police officer.
The nurse was just saying, it's not medically necessary. We can't draw this without their consent. You have to stand down.
Or a court order.
I mean, you need to go and just get a court order to do it. And the cop just got more and more incensed. And so she called her supervisor to make sure that she was following the procedure correctly. Mm-hmm. The supervisor was on the phone telling the officer, we cannot do this. She is the messenger. She is telling you the right thing to do.
Right.
When this patient wakes up and gives consent, then you can do it. You can't do this. You're violating his rights. There is no reason for this. And the cop just practically beat her up. I mean, he manhandled her, dragged her out, handcuffed her.
Yeah, ridiculous.
While her coworkers just watched, because how far is this going to escalate?
Right.
You know, there's a worry, like, this is an armed man, and who's willing to go this far over a blood draw?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the
how
next
crazy
step
is this going to get?
Right.
And it was all caught by his partner's
body cam.
Caught by the body cam, or it would just be she's a crazy nurse. And so the thing that pisses me off about this, and the cops do they have a rough job, but at some point you got to fire someone.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Someone in one of these stories has to be fired.
Right. And it was on camera.
But that's always on camera. Shooting people in the back, strangling people on the street, executing people. It's all on camera.
You're right.
But all they ever do is put them on paid leave and give them a holiday, and they take a little bit of shame, and 2 weeks later they're back on the job, and nothing ever happens.
Or they move to another city, and nobody knows who they are because they've just moved.
It's like Ferguson.
It's like Catholic priests. They just move them from parish to parish.
They just shift them from parish to parish. Right. There is no... Right. And that was the proof that everyone needed, because now it's a white woman.
A white woman. Mm-hmm.
Now it's
exactly,
a white woman,
yep.
And she's got a job, and she's following the law that you're seeing.
That's right.
There is just... if it's the police union that's at fault, but at some point someone has to be fired, because this guy is. Did he finally get fired?
He was fired from his second job, as far as being a paramedic.
Oh, but still,
the fire department fired him.
Right, but he
whoever
was
runs
not,
the paramedic
right,
on
because
leave,
they won't because the cops
leave.
That they call it the thin blue line, and that's exactly what that is. They, you know, I get the brotherhood, I get the standing up, but at some point you have to say, not in my name. Somebody has to stand up and say, that is intolerable behavior, that's over the line, you're done.
Yeah,
but
because if the nurse had gone
the other way, that nurse would have been fucking fired.
Oh, God, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And nursing license.
She'd have gone in front of a board. There'd be disbanded. Right. The police, you just get this 2 weeks paid leave, and then you're exonerated because you were afraid.
Right. Yeah, Jeff Payne, the cop that was way out of line, was terminated from his job at Gold Cross Ambulance Service. Over comments he made while taking nurse Alex Wubbles into custody.
It wasn't
the cop job.
The only cop been fired that I'm aware of, and I could be wrong, maybe they are firing them later when the dust settles, but the cop that got brought out last week where the woman in the car, this was a couple years ago, but her DUI trial came up, and she was stopped for a DUI, and during the course of the stop, the cop was telling her to get her ID out of her person. She's like, I'm not moving my hands. You shoot people. I'm not putting my hands in my purse.
Oh, we only kill white people?
And
women?
The cop says, we only shoot black people.
Oh, that's right.
The trial lawyer, her defense attorney did not, she wanted to make sure that it had to stay under wraps until the trial that she was the attorney for finished, but then she wanted to make sure that got made public.
Sure.
It got made public, and they tried to pass it off as a joke, and I think that cop was finally, he was actually fired
for that.
I believe
that's true.
I'm like, come on. Like,
why would you ever say that?
Right, that's not, a, that's not, it's not a, and it's with your body
funny.
Cam on.
Right.
I mean, your body cam is, that's the point to this.
Yep. Well, wait, in fact, that one was actually the audio, well, he, his mic was on him, but the dash cam from his car, if I'm not mistaken, shot, not shot, I shouldn't say that, photographed the entire incident, but the
but
audio.
It was caught by his own audio.
Right, right, right.
And then he's like, oh, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to relieve her pressures. Yeah, but while you're...
Why would you ever say that?
While you're alleving her fears, not relieving her pressure, alleviating, but alleviating her fears.
Alleviating.
You just, proved to everyone else that that's the plan.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and Nero says that now Trump's going to give these kind of people military weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. I think he's just going to give those kind of people pardons. I mean, like, that's where...
No, but that was his whole point to that...
The Charlottesville?
To that speech in front, the speech in front of the police department where all the police departments were like, no, we don't condone this. But unfortunately, everyone in that crowd, all the police officers in that crowd that heard that speech were cheering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was no one doing a, wait a minute, no. When
they were
saying,
all kind of looking at each other,
don't
like,
take
you know.
Care when you're putting in the people in the car to hit them in the back of the head.
Nope.
And I've told you guys before, when we were in that shooting in New Orleans, and we... I was like, everybody calm the fuck down. Nothing is going on. And we left Bourbon Street, whatever that cross street is. And there were, like, tanks. And these, like, it was a military zone at the end of that street. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Is over one gunshot? Wow. This is the military response?
Yeah.
And it was like, it was a paramilitary that showed up. And then when we got to the hotel and the people at the hotel were like, oh, somebody probably got shot. We're like, what is going on out there? Like, what are we watching? They're like, nothing.
Do you have a Sheriff Joe in town?
No, I mean, the fact that people are so not fazed. Like, military action takes place in your town, your reaction should be, what the fuck is this? Somebody's probably getting shot.
There's like a certain survival instinct to normalizing whatever is happening.
And that
around
was me
you,
walking
you know
down
I mean?
The
like,
street saying, calm down. Right. There was one gunshot. It was an hour ago.
And if that happens
Let's
every
get
week,
out of here
then
safely.
You realize your brain just normalizes that and goes, nope, that just happens. It's not me.
Right.
So I thought I was having the right response to the one gunshot. But when there's a military presence to respond to one gunshot, you're like, okay. Something right here.
Mm. Yeah, I just thought that was terrifying, though. Mm-hmm. That here she's just doing her job, and you know, Amina's right. Just like Al said, a white woman at work doing her job. Somebody is going to pay for this, and the shame is why suddenly,
right?
And you want something to happen. I'm not implying I don't.
Is there a civil suit been filed by the nurse?
I don't believe that. I haven't seen anything in here yet.
Okay.
But I didn't look through all of them. But the most recent did not show that there has been.
Yeah.
But she's been on the circuit kind of chatting about it. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I read that she was a Olympian.
Well, that a girl.
Yeah, but, a skier.
Yeah,
that she was an Olympian.
Amina, anyway. You just posted in the chat room. Imagine a fucker like Joe Arpaio with military grade equipment.
Yeah.
That is what we lived with in this city because he was our sheriff and had all that shit. He literally had a tank and drove it in certain areas, not to every traffic stop.
Sure,
but he had the Hummers and the SUVs and all this stuff. He rolled up like it was. A deployment in Afghanistan in some instances. So that was around. And
they would just roll up to a suburban neighborhood and swamp a house.
Right. Our current and new sheriff is actually selling off that equipment to raise money to pay for shit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I love it.
A lot of that stuff is being, sold off.
Obama passed a ban on military grade weapons and an arsenal, and Trump just turned it around. He just did a
sorry.
In breaking news, he also found the body of Osama bin Laden and resurrected him.
But you have to know that about executive orders, though, is that they're reversible because they're not acts of Congress.
Okay. And that was like the Republican Party has fucked Obama about 7 times because the reason he resorted to in his last 2 years all of those executive orders was because nothing was happen on his agenda in Congress, no matter how much he bent over backwards. He spent all of his political capital on the Affordable Care Act. That was all of the compromise he could ever get done, and he was hung up for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep.
He was, no fucks to give.
He was, yep, he was crucified for that enough, and he was never going to have any more political capital to do anything with. So he did the very best he thought he could with executive order. And you know what I mean? He flexed his muscle as much as it would
flex. Thinking that Hillary would follow him. That a Democrat would follow him. Yeah.
Sure. Amina, again, posting in the chat room right now, saying he meaning Sheriff Joe, our former sheriff here in Phoenix, Arizona, in Maricopa County, had arrested one of her Kenyan friends, who I'm assuming was here on vacation, put her in one of the concentration camps or probably like Tent City.
Probably Tent City, yeah.
And she almost had a miscarriage. Wow, I didn't know that. I hope she's doing well now.
Yeah, that was just.
And all Tent Cities, by the way, all of the Tent Cities have been decommissioned and are no longer being used. So that was one of the first orders of the new sheriff when he took over. Moving on, Al Perkins, your headline. One of your headlines.
So, a Florida couple. We go to Florida on the lovely September 5th, 2017.
Penis of America.
Four Loko, I don't know what that means, fueled sex on beach near family's cop say.
Four Loko is an energy drink.
It's an alcoholic energy drink.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Four Loko is a really dangerous beverage because it's I don't know, I think it's like 7% alcohol or, you know what I mean? It's like a strong beer. But with caffeine, too, and it tastes like a Mountain Dew.
Oh, how are you going to go wrong?
Right.
A couple in Florida was arrested Sunday afternoon for having sex on a beach in Clearwater in the middle of families, investigators said.
Clearwater's a beautiful beach.
Jeff Kernan, 50, of Tampa, was performing oral sex on Alexandria Rowell, 26, of Winter Haven. So, hey.
It's a mouthful of sand if they don't do it right. Yeah.
He's looking for half his age.
This was in front of families and children. Police said, shark!
Oh,
in the arrest affidavit. Although the two were not charged with public indecency.
Why?
Each was arrested on a misdemeanor charge, possession of an open container of alcohol, a 16-ounce can of Four Loko.
She was in possession of an open something else, yeah. I mean, for crying out loud.
Yeah, her beard and clam was open for business.
Her baby cannon was
meat flaps were just flapping in the wind.
Was this in Licking?
Yeah, Licking County. Apparently vagina is so large I have to underline it.
It's happening in clear water, for God's sakes.
This was an indication of alcohol influence regarding Kernan and Rowell, according to the arrest affidavit.
This is an indication of alcohol.
Police said Kernan was released Monday afternoon upon posting $250 bail.
In floss.
Rowell, the one who went got down on, the one whose bearded clam was part of the munching ceremony, she's still in custody, and no one said if she finished.
somebody.
The women always get shafted on this. I know, always.
Yep. Have the shaft
Four
out of it,
Loko is a terrible, part of the industry.
My concern is with
right,
their.
Oh, I'm going to. Great, she got off.
I'm going to guess about this one with it.
That's 14%. Jesus Christ.
14%. Wow.
Yeah, and comes in such grown up flavors as sour apple, fruit punch, watermelon.
I think we should do a Four Loko show. We should get there and do one of those.
I'd rather do Everclear and Hawaiian Punch and just throw up on you.
Yeah.
We'll do another moonshine show someday.
Oh, yes, we will.
My question is, I'm wondering if he went to Clearwater, Florida with her, or if he found her in an ad somewhere where she's selling services for 50 roses. They arrest her and find out she's got warrants. So that's why she's not been released.
Mm. Well, still, I mean.
She's still in there.
My favorite part of the story is that it's him going down on her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a gentleman, ladies and gentlemen. That's the benefits of an older man in Florida.
Atta boy.
Oh, my God.
He's going to go down on you in the theater. You know
there
what I
you
mean?
Go. That's what I'm saying.
God.
Terrifying.
I mean,
from that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Yeah, exactly. So is the tide in? Still waiting.
This just in, I'm sorry, I incorrectly maligned the Four Loko product.
Oh, God.
In 2010, they removed the caffeine.
Not
to
the
stop
liquor.
Killing so many people.
Oh. Sure.
No, because the combination, like this was an
people.
Actual problem. It was literally killing people. Mm-hmm.
Well,
wide awake.
I commented aloud to others that were listening when Red Bull became a thing, when vodka and Red Bull became a thing, I'm like, you're going to have a lot of fucking DUIs now because most people would have the decency to pass out and go home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're drinking vodka Red Bulls, and you know what? They're awake. And they think they think they're fine because they have so much caffeine course in their bodies.
They're so alert.
And I can like start to name off the people that how'd you get your DUI?
Vodka Red Bull. I've had one vodka Red Bull night in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of that night, I, towards the end, ended up accidentally slamming my hand in a door, which was painful and tragic.
Oh my God, I remember that night.
Do you remember that night?
Oh.
I was there.
And were you the door?
I helped her bandage that hand.
And then, because my dumb ass, after I had slammed it in the door and somebody said, ooh, you better put some ice on that, I was so drunk and so belligerent that I said, no, it doesn't hurt. It's fine. And so when they brought me the bag of ice, I said, no, look, it doesn't hurt with my broken hand.
It was fucking
vodka Red Bull for the win.
Yeah. I'll take bad life. You're all like,
my one night, I never drank vodka Red Bulls. I just did it as shots.
Red Bull shots?
Bombers.
Oh, right. Oh.
No, I mean,
isn't that Jaeger and you drop it in?
Well, but people would do vodka.
It became like an everything for a long time.
There were all kinds of bombers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I remember a certain listener in California telling me about it's called wings. You get wings and trying to sell me on that. And I'm like, I know a bad idea when it's presented to me.
Yeah.
Not
hyper,
all the time.
Hyper shot of B12 and caffeine and some alcohol. That's a great idea.
Mama took a note of that in her diary. Was like, no.
I woke up the next morning and my hand was literally like three times the size it was supposed to be. And I took a picture with my phone and started texting its people going, what the fuck happened?
Terrifying.
How long ago was this?
It was 11. It was the first Dancing 10? With the Bars, so it would have been
like 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah, like 11 years ago. Because was this year?
I think this was 10.
Was this year? The I think 10th this anniversary. Was 10. So it was 10 years ago.
Anywhere that you saw
an X
for 10?
No, they said it. This was
they don't brand them like Super Bowls.
They don't use Roman numerals.
Right? No. XXXIII.
Oh God! Sake bombers. Oh, that
I remember
was
sake
nice.
Bombers.
18 wheels on a. Have you ever heard 18 wheels on a big rig? Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 18 wheels on a big rig. Oh my God! You got to find that song. Okay. No, even numbers 2, 4, 6, 8. Odd numbers. You go 17. Oh, wheels on a big rig. And then he goes. Roman numerals. I. Oh my God.
That's funny.
You gotta hear, you gotta find 18 wheels on a big rig.
I've heard it, I've forgotten about it, and thank you, now it's back in my head. I just got rid of it a few years ago.
Let's see if it's on Spotify.
As soon as you said V-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I- Tom Show.
I'm sure I can find it. Is it my? Wait, did you do a song? Did you story?
Yeah, I went down. Yeah. I went down on Lady in Florida.
We got to Four Loco that way.
Let me do my story while she's trying to find some poor audible sample.
My audio's good.
Police in one.
There's some good audio.
Yeah.
Plus, they wanted a drink.
My neighbors actually vacate their houses on Tuesday nights because they don't know what animal is being sacrificed in my house. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. Woo! Okay, everybody now. Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig.
That's terrible.
No, wait, go, keep rolling.
Oh,
keep
going. Oh, I want to get to Roman numerals.
Body fine, good buddy.
Girl.
Oh, there's 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, wheels on a big wheel.
Woo!
Okay, now let's count just the even number wheels.
Okay.
Oh, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling.
Are we
going to
get sued for
okay,
this?
Okay, let's go to the other side of the truck now and count just the
odd
number.
Who knows?
Okay.
In the library,
they'd
be
0.
Oh,
there's 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, 17
wheels
on the big rig. Sounds like you might have a flat.
Here we go.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Oh, there's
I'm sorry, Clayton. Were you doing a story?
You need to put
that
on again.
And I promise you, if you ever go on a road trip with me, I have everything set up for the Toad song, the 18 wheels on a big rig.
Oh my god, that's fantastic!
The First Baptist Bar and Grill.
Oh my god,
I have the whole Bob and Tom Show ready for road trips.
Fantastic!
My gosh. Well,
Kat, be ready.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Quick.
Continuing on. Police in one small Pennsylvania borough say that they were completely terrified after someone placed red balloons on sewer grates all through town.
Oh.
Police are asking the, quote, local prankster not to continue placing the balloons on the sewer grates, which is similar to the movie It, which comes out on Friday. In a post on Facebook, the Lititz Borough Police Department say they know the movie is coming to theaters in a couple of days and give the prankster creativity for promoting the movie. In a quote... They said, well, we want the local prankster to know that we are completely terrified as we move these balloons and respectfully request that they not do it again. The balloons come after Pennsylvania State Police issued a community awareness bulletin saying that there may be more clown sightings because of the movie in the local area. Last week, State Police said some of the appearances may be inspired by the movie. And for those of you wondering, the movie It hits theaters on Friday.
Well, and there's Thursday night showings I'm hoping to be at.
Right? I know. I saw that.
Couldn't pay me.
So Chip, as I've said before, Dale Spies, he fucking clowns. Like,
I agree.
And it's not just, I don't know if you remember me telling you the story of him throwing a Slim Fast at a clown in Circle K. So one of the funniest fucking things.
I want to say
a sensible meal for breakfast.
He reached for the Slim Fast and he turned around and a poor clown who was just on his way to a birthday party.
Smoke break.
I got to go get me some camels. And he turned around and Dale turned around and here was this clown.
I'd have done the same fucking thing.
He screamed like a little girl. Threw an entire can of Slim Fast at
just chucked it at him.
Chucked it at Chucky and ran out the door. Just 100 miles an hour ran out the door and came to the house for football. To this day, it's one of the funniest things. And keep in mind, you wouldn't be able to see a different look on that clown's face. So you don't, because it still would be.
Right.
But
right. Though the clown's pissed. Freaking me out. Like, what the fuck? The clown's still smiling. No, I don't doubt that at all.
But so I can't even fathom him walking anywhere and seeing a red balloon come out of.
I didn't know this. I ran across this weird fact on Google the other day. And I think it was one of those, I was reading something else, and they have all these supplemental stories you can click on below it. So I wasn't researching this. It's just one of those things. They used to have, and I think they had a name for it, like they called it something. When children... Way back when children were terminally ill and were literally dying, they would have clowns show
Patch
up.
Patch Adams.
Well, no, not Patch Adams.
Are we going to list all of his worst movies or just that one?
No, they would literally, and they showed a picture. There's a black and white picture from early 1900s of this poor sick child, and they had a clown next to the bed, and there were nurses. And the thought was that they would die happy. Oh. I would be dying terrified. Right. I don't need that. That's, oh dear God.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have Tammy Faye Baker. I mean, that much makeup. I mean, you might as well give me some quality entertainment of Tammy Faye before you get, oh, that's horrifying.
Yeah, I would agree.
Kat Carlson's turn once again.
All right. Well, what happened?
I've dated women with more makeup than a clown. Oh my God, that's fantastic.
Well, I've dated men with more makeup than a clown.
Fantastic.
In my life, it's usually the men wearing the makeup.
If I don't say it, somebody else is gonna, so I just take the wind out of
your sails. Might as well just say it.
Come on.
So
some of the makeup was mine.
I tease this as protest is the new brunch. Because my God, it's been... Everything, there's so much happens in a week, right? Mm-hmm. It was 2 weeks ago that the president was in town, and it was just 2 weeks.
Isn't that something?
It seems like forever.
Doesn't it seem like it was a month or two ago? So it was just 2 weeks ago, and then just last week, which is where I was going to start this story, like 100 people showed up at the city council meeting, which is unheard of. In a follow-up, a little background, if you were listening to our show or watching, national news, you saw that there were protests against the president in Phoenix while he was in town, where he didn't announce the pardon of Arpaio. Mm-hmm. Fuckstick.
Yeah.
And then that protest ended with, tear gas and some confrontation with the police department. And so then a whole bunch of people showed up to city council to bitch about that, which feels really good to me. I feel good about it. And, you know, I've read several local articles about how people were like super abusive to the mayor and like calling him a coward and all these things. And I think to myself, good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The mayor made the right call, and he eventually called a recess and then came back and he said, you know what? We're going to stay here until everyone is heard. And good. I thought that's brilliant. Exactly yeah. the right answer, because people.
It was on my Channel 11.
People need to be heard, whatever they have to say. If they showed up to the city council meeting, they're participating in our government, they're participating in the process, yep. and they deserve to be heard. Good on you, Mayor Stanton, for brewing some coffee and buckling in,
yep.
and whatever Absolutely. It is. So that was going to be my whole story, but then... but then, and then yeah. there's more.
But wait, there's more!
So then I go to like Google up some articles on that and get plenty of facts, and I see, oh, it was Labor Day. There are, of course, you know, demonstrations and protests for fairer wages on Labor Day. That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And then today, they announce, Attorney General Jeff Sessions comes out and announces that they're going to stop protecting people covered under this rule called DACA. So I thought, let's open it up. Let's talk about the DACA thing. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, what is DACA? DACA is this deferred action for childhood arrivals. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's this program that was put into place.
Known as DREAMER. The Dreamers.
So the DREAM Act is a separate thing. A DREAM Act is a thing that can't get through Congress.
Okay.
The DREAM Act was the actual... Same. Nope. The DREAM Act was the legislation that would protect these kids, because they're kids, okay? Yeah. These yep. folks that we're talking about are, most of them, under 25 still. Most mm-hmm. of them came to this country before they were in kindergarten.
Yep. Many of them are Aaron students.
Yeah. They've grown up here. A lot of them didn't know that they weren't citizens until they went to get a driver's license.
Sure. Or a junior year in college, I found out from another girl.
Sure.
Today on the news.
A lot of people just, you know, these kids just grew up. They had no idea. It's not their fault.
Yeah. Right.
And so the DREAM Act was crafted to solve that problem, but could never get through Congress.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise.
So then we ended up with an executive order called DACA.
Then Obama crafted the DACA program, and these people said, okay, we're going to trust you. We're going to register for this program. You know, they get permits so that they can work in this country, so that they can go to school, still in the country that they grew up in.
May I adjust?
Yes, please.
Was this the time where Obama said, you can trust me?
Yes.
You can come
They all
out
came
and
out
say,
and gave yes. all the information. Yes.
Right. Okay.
We won't use it against
then
you.
Then I did. I thought they, that was DREAM Act.
They gave their information, which, you know, by association, really kind of outed their... undocumented immigrant parents,
right.
and so it's a big risk, right? Like, you know, by me raising my hand and saying, yep, I want to go to ASU, that really could screw my parents and my uncle and my, you know what I mean, my whole family, mm-hmm. that could really screw them. And Obama said, nope, we're not going to do that. We just, you know, come out. So what you're going to hear is things like, well, you know, this gave people unfairly all of the benefits of citizenship.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That's
okay.
Right.
Sure. You're going to hear that, oh, these people have been draining our public resources. Also not true.
Not true at all.
Not only not true, they pay for the privilege.
Okay.
They pay $500 every 2 years to renew this status to be able to continue to live their life.
In addition to local, state, and federal taxes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
in addition to all those taxes.
And right. And they can't even benefit from any of it.
In addition to these folks that are employed under this act, they are contributing... just by the act of being gainfully and legally employed to the Social Security system and putting money into that bucket that they will not be able to draw from unless they become citizens and register with Social Security. I don't know how that works. I don't know. But you know what I mean? If they stayed under the DREAM Act, they wouldn't be able to do that. So they're going to put that to an end. But what that doesn't mean, ending this program does not mean that trucks and trucks and trucks of people are going to start showing up in your neighborhood and bussing people out.
Right.
So it's not quite that scary. What it does mean is that people that were planning to renew their DACA status will not be able to. Like, they're just not accepting renewals. They're not accepting new applications. They're just going to let it expire itself out. And then these folks will unfortunately be here in their home where they've always lived in this weird limbo. So then... If they live someplace with a shitty sheriff's department and they get a parking ticket or a speeding ticket, then they will get shipped out to a country that they'll never know.
Right.
That they've never known.
Right.
Ugh.
And depending on what it is, it could still be of no fault of their own. If they're in an accident that they did not cause, they had nothing to do, or whatever.
Right.
Again, it could still be by absolutely nothing they did.
Absolutely.
And to be in the program, you've got to either be employed in school. There's a few other criteria to it. You cannot have a criminal record. Like, there's so many different other stipulations. So everybody that's in this program is a quality contributing person.
Right.
Well, so and who owns they own companies.
Right. So over 90% of DACA recipients are employed. Over 90% are employed. 100% have a clean criminal background. You can't be a criminal to get on the program.
Right. I didn't hear the stat. They were asking today on MSNBC, but nobody knew the actual number of how many were actually currently serving in the military.
Yeah, I don't know that I have that statistic. I do know that...
I wasn't saying you. I'm just saying that I know that that number is out there, too. So one of the things they were saying was people actively, let's just say, actively on the ground in Afghanistan right now, and you just heard this. The fuck?
Right. Fuck right.
You. It was just insane to think about. All
so the political rhetoric that they're saying now, and even our own waste of space, Jeff Flake, has said, well, you know, this was never the president's under his jurisdiction anyway. Congress should do this. So the moral of the story here is call your Congress people again.
Yep.
Call them daily. Call them weekly. Call them as often as you possibly can, and tell them to get the fuck off the pot and do something about it. Then, if that's gonna be their rationale for it, please tell them to do something about it. Call your people. It's time to do it again.
And what you were saying about the that they have to be in school and they have to this. Erin said, you know, she has really great students to begin with, and she's excited about all of them, but pointed out the ones that are under this program are just amazing and hardworking and just good people. And not, she said, I'm not saying that because I know that they're under this program. She said, they just are. They work their asses off. They get the best grades.
Immigrants, they get the job done. Like,
that's right.
Yep. And the jobs that they'll... rich white privileged people don't want to do.
And while you're out in the world talking about this, please continue to point out that these are children.
Yes.
Children.
Yeah.
That we are fucking over with this.
That's right.
These are children. We had four different high schools in Phoenix alone emptied today in protest of this. Emptied out. These kids got up and walked out, and good on them.
Yeah, good on them.
Yep.
And the one good thing is Lindsey Graham, another useless human, came out today and said 30% of the population that are in favor of this president will not run the country.
Right.
Like, so it looks like the GOP is going to get with the Democrats and do something about this Dream Act finally, because...
Right. We have to do something. We can't become the country of...
They have everything to lose.
Yeah.
They could be going back to warring countries.
Oh, I see what Nero's saying. That they have something to lose. That's why they're working so hard.
All the ones that are already there that are fucked because they are part of the GOP, under the GOP label, are already going to have a trouble time in midterms. So if they fuck this... none of them are coming back because they literally will have lost every chance in hell they've got to be reelected because they're going to send these kids back to war-torn countries or God knows where for all kinds of things.
No. But, you know, Clayton's boyfriend, Rachel Maddow, has pointed out a couple of times so far this year that pressure works.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
One of the things, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, when I woke up this morning and I saw the... Because the first thing you do when you wake up is I hate that I have to do this now because I used to not have to do this. When you wake up in the morning, when you fair shark,
fair. I gotta do my calisthenics.
No,
do my Jane Fonda.
Before the last election, I would just wake up, grab my phone, and go about my day. Mm-hmm. Before I even get out of bed, I have to scroll through headlines to make sure. Is it worth getting out of bed for today?
Right. Yeah.
When I realized, though they had said over the weekend, and in a lot of the reports had already said, this is what's going to happen. So then I read the headlines, and it said that he trotted out the little elf in charge over there at the attorney general. So I'm like, you little fucktard, you drop this bomb, you make this dumbass come out and do it. Mm-hmm. So, and you tell me if
the Keebler elf.
Right, the little Keebler elf fucker.
Where are the cookies going to be made today? Yeah,
get your tree, asshole. Well, they're only going to be white chocolate.
I want some of those fudge stripey
ones. Nope, only white chocolate. Correct me if I'm wrong on my analysis of this, and I haven't heard this from anybody, but I think this is how this is going to drop.
Okay.
Because the orange dumpster fire, though years ago... and they've been showing footage of him all day. He praised DACA. Everybody in DACA was fantastic. All the people in it, all the they're hard workers, they're good people. They're da 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 da. He was all about it. But apparently, then he flipped that in, which again they showed more footage of in all of his campaign rhetoric. Right? He flips that hate DACA day one. All this is going to be done. All of his bullshit jack off shit that he did. So to keep his base. Keep his promise. He says it. He does it. He makes the little elf say it, dumps it on Congress so he can always say, well, I did it. Yep. I did it. But then he's going to put it off on them, which they need to do anyway, because then it becomes a law and we're done. So he's kept his promise.
Right.
So he can always say, well, I did what I said.
But if it lights a fire under Congress, I mean, that's a good thing.
Right. If
Leslie Graham or whatever that lady's name is, if Lindsey Graham... Whatever that white lady's name is. Yeah. If
John McCain's girlfriend.
If John McCain's girlfriend gets off the stick and gets five Republicans to vote with 48 Democrats, then bada bing, you got yourself law, and then it can't be handled by executive action. And it looks like it's going the right way because... there's a couple states, there's a couple of purple seats that are up for grabs.
So, okay. So, again, now here's my next question.
Okay.
And I already have my thought on it. I'm just going to bounce this off you. So now, if that's the case, lighting the fire, it gets done. So now, because he's always said, we love everybody, we love the DACA, we da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So now that it's going to get done then, so we believe so. Like, lights a fire, it gets done, it's a law, and we're done with this, right?
Yeah.
No executive order can come in and that can... take it back. So then he turns around and says, I know it scared the hell out of you. I know, but I did it so we could get this done. Is that what's going to happen when this is over?
So, first of all, that was entirely too coherent of a sentence. That
clearly
will never come out of our president.
Yeah. Trump, yeah. I mean, he only uses words like good, huge, big, best.
Yeah.
Okay, so I scared you bigly.
Yeah.
but is that what you think is going to happen? He's going to turn around. They're going to fix it. He made the promise to his base that I ended it. Yeah. They fix it. Then he's like, saved everybody.
Anything, blame Congress.
Anything popular that the government does, he will take credit for.
Sure.
Anything unpopular that the government does, he will pass a buck to somebody.
Yeah.
Like if we end up locked in gridlock and Congress can't do anything about immigration and we start seeing children... bust out of this country forcibly, then he's got a finger to point. Congress. Blame Congress. Congress couldn't get it done.
So what's irritating, and this may be back to obsession stuff, is that stop fucking tweeting and putting everything on Facebook. Just fucking stop it. If you're the president and you're the last president, just stop it.
That's never going to happen.
I know. But Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, we're going to...
And unfortunately...
We're tweeting, and that's how people are reading it. And that's how...
But that's the only place to reach people.
I understand.
People are not reading a newspaper. People don't trust the news on their TV. People trust...
Because of him.
Their social media.
Yeah.
No. People trust their social media way more than they trust any other outlet for information.
Correct or not.
Because it's in their house. They let it into their house, so they don't want to... You don't want to find out you let... the big bad wolf into your house.
Except for Clayton's boyfriend, Rachel. Former President Barack Obama on Tuesday bashed his successor's decision to rescind an
immigration
order.
Did you read
that
statement? I cried a little bit.
Yeah. No. And I haven't gone through the whole thing. I just read that it was a Facebook post. And I'm like,
but that's how he counters. That's the only way to get people.
I know.
He's got to counter that.
I know.
Yeah, you have to get with the time. Social media is the only way to get with people. It's
Though
the only way to reach people.
He didn't mention Trump by name. He sharply criticized the president's motive, so I like it. He won't even say his name.
Yeah.
I like that.
I know you've never seen that Oprah thing, but that is the power of saying someone's name.
He insisted the president's motives and insisted rescinding the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program was not legally required. It's a political decision and a moral question.
It's lengthy, but I have the whole statement if you want it.
I have it right here. It's just this is the first thing, and he said, I will come out, and I will speak against this if he tries to get rid of
And it's
DACA.
Time. It's
and
now it's time for Hillary, Obama, the other Clinton, whatever his name is.
Bill.
Chelsea. Now it's time.
Chelsea.
Mrs. Lewinsky.
Now it's time to start going around and doing the Bristol Palin, speaking at high schools, do the abstinence tour and go to high schools and start saying, this is not acceptable. Like,
this is
not
okay.
Yeah, you have to be, you have to, like, love your neighbor. They come in all different colors, mm-hmm. shapes, and sizes.
Yep.
Okay. We're on for time's sake. Marnie, your next story, please.
Sorry, look at that. My bad.
Very busy over there.
Yeah, very busy. Very busy.
I know that was lengthy, but
I know. I'll cram it all in one. I love that. Yeah. So to go to Dick Sticks, Scott Baio.
Yes, this was in your tease.
So many mistakes that I've made. You know?
One was following him on Twitter, because I unfollowed him a long time ago.
One was just even kind of having a crush on him when I was growing up.
Marnie loves Chachi.
Oh, I did. I did.
Next on ABC, Marnie loves Chachi.
A new podcast on this network.
I have certainly spoken to that before, and I've admitted that, and my love for him at the time.
Sorry, I liked Greg Evigan for a long time too.
BJ and the Bear. My Two Dads. All his shows were gay titles. They were gay porn titles. BJ and the Bear. Come on. That was a story from Florida.
Oh no! Breaking news. Cher can't breathe. Carry on.
Be killing. So.
Jesus Christ.
So if you guys remember, he spoke at the RNC, the Republican National Convention.
All too
and he
well.
Spoke far, just not eloquently at all. He was just, I said, a dick stick. In a tweet, actor and Republican activist, which those are just two words that stupid.
Actor? Really?
Anyway, Scott Baio suggested that the Sandy Hook shooting and the murder of Heather Heyer in Charlottesville, Virginia, may both be hoaxes.
Huh?
That in Charlottesville, when the gal who died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm aware
of
who
she is. He came out and said that he believed that was a hoax.
I have not heard that.
So, Baio...
Baio,
your check.
The Baio quote, which was retweeted, that suggested, is it Heyer or Heyer?
Sure.
Okay. The mother and a mother of a Sandy Hook victim are the same person, asserting that she's a crisis actor in two false flag attacks.
Hokey smoke. Seriously, he came out with this?
Oh, crazy.
The account Baio retweeted promotes a website called the Sandy Hoax Comics, or the Shady Hoax Comics, excuse me. The site is used to push the claim that...
It's part of Alex
Sandy
Jones,
Hoax,
isn't it?
I believe it is, yep. Shooting was a hoax. The website's introductory statement reads, Sandy Hook was fake. Any questions? When confronted about the insensitivity of his claim, Baio tweeted, where or when did I ever say that? Stop reaching for anything other than me asking for others' thoughts. That's exactly what he had said in his tweet. Baio has a lengthy history of Republican politics. As he once told Glenn Beck, he worked on both Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush's campaigns. He was one of the few Hollywood actors to endorse Trump and spoke at the RNC, etc. But the part that I was trying to get up here, you guys can discuss your thoughts, because then his wife came out and made a statement in a tweet, because someone attacked him, and I believe it was Heather's mom attacked Baio, and the wife comes back with a tweet that just was all over this mom, and people went fucking crazy.
As they should.
As they should. And I do have
that.
Yeah, I do have that. This was actually, I had that last week. But it really was, I mean, the craziness in Baio and his wife, here it is. Because his wife said, your kid's better off dead. It's coming up here.
I guess he's living off of Happy Days money, because he clearly is never going to work again in Hollywood. I don't know what he does.
He was Scott 45 and
single, or
single, or yeah, something. He had some weird.
Idea.
Yeah, that
Boy,
was
Charles in Charge. Was that also his too?
Charles in Charge.
Couple shows.
Joni loves Chachi.
Oh, so he has like a couple, three shows that may have made syndication numbers. Right. Okay, so he might
I don't
be.
Think Joni Lovechotsky did.
No, okay. So. But I mean, but you had Happy Days, obviously, and then you've got the Charles in Charge.
Yeah, but wasn't a Happy Days thing? Like, they didn't make next to.
But Well, I don't know, because he was brought in later in that series. He would not have had one of the original contracts. He might have actually made more money than even Cunningham off of that. Or not Cunningham, Ron Howard.
Right.
Because he came in later in the series.
I know they sued him. I know they all got together and sued later. Didn't get much.
Renee Bayo, wife of Scott, is catching hell for a tasteless tweet she fired at Nelba Marquez Green, the mother of a child slain in the mass shooting at Sandy Hook. I'm so sorry. That was my bad, because I said it was the mom. My bad. Different mom of a child who was slain. Scott, he came under fire for suggesting that Heather Heyer's death was a hoax. And he posted a picture of Heyer's mother next to this mother of the slain teacher, that Vicky Soto was the teacher died. After an angry reaction, Bayo deleted the post and apologized. But the social media sniping hasn't stopped. When Marquez Green upbraided Renee Bayo for her husband's disregard for the feelings of Heyer's family and Sandy Hook survivors, Mrs. Bayo, got downright hateful. "I'm sorry for your loss, at so-and-so. However, maybe your children are in a better place. Your ugliness knows no bounds. I'll pray for you." Okay, bitch. You need to sit down. And the online rebukes were swift and brutal. I mean, they just came in. I literally thought Donald was the only, quote, adult that would post something like this. How old are you, really? Honestly?
Yeah.
I mean, people just went off. And the idea that that kind of hate...
Yeah.
It just, again, I mean, you have people marching without their hoods anymore.
Yeah,
but
springs forth.
God, to think that you could do that. Ugh.
Crazy. Ugly. Your last headline, sir.
So we are remaining vigilant, says the mayor of L.A. La Tuna fire, now mostly contained, over 7,000 acres scorched. And this is very near Aaron and Harrison.
Yes.
After scorching more than 7,000 acres throughout the Labor Day weekend, a massive brush fire that began in the Verdugo Mountains Friday sat at 70% containment, fire officials said Tuesday. While authorities said the La Tuna fire was mostly contained, crews are expected to remain in the area for several more days to further stamp out the blaze and deal with the lingering hotspots, potential flare-ups. Army of boots are on the ground. During a press brief, Eric Scott, a Los Angeles Fire Department spokesman, during a press briefing Tuesday morning. At one point, more than 1,000 firefighters from agencies across the Southland were called in to help. There are now 800 people on site, and it was like around the 210 freeway, which was closed, which is how you get to the Pasadena and the Altadena, which is where Aaron and Harrison live. Mm-hmm. So it is going under. There were evacuation orders in place. I don't think there was any homes destroyed. Everyone was brought back in. So we're kind of following that. That was kind of a...
Yeah, I saw a lot of that over the weekend on Facebook.
I wasn't going to let it affect my Hamilton lottery.
Well, of course not. Why would you ever do that? End of hour two, it's time for our entertainment headline teases, and it goes like this. Al Perkins and headlines for entertainment.
And sharks.
So we finally announced the Bette Midler replacement for Dolly. Yeah, we're good with this one. I enjoy her. I have a movie review for what I think is a terrific movie, and I can't find the place where I store all this shit. There's something else.
And that's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm sure it's going to be a great segment, Al.
A documentary, a book recommendation, and I'm going to see it this weekend.
And that is going to be entertainment coming at you right after this. It's Q Talk America. Stick with us, won't you?
You're listening to Q Talk America.